Now it is Friday Frivolity. And for that, we say hello to Travis back at the mothership.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, cheesy burgers. Good morning, P1s. Every Tuesday at 11:30, we do a fun segment called This Week in Sports History. And there's a lot of things that happen every week. And sometimes myself, maybe the interns, we miss a date. We miss a huge event in this country's sporting life. And I'd like to throw up my hand. I missed one this week.
Okay.
So I'd like to make up for it now. You may have recognized the return cut coming in because on July 7th of 1996 in Daytona Beach, Florida, at Bash at the Beach, the pay-per-view for WCW, the NWO, was formed and established when Hulk Hogan appeared during a six-man tag match that only had 5 men in it. Everybody was wondering who the mystery third man would be, and Hulk Hogan came out seemingly to save one Randy Savage, Macho Man Randy Savage, but then laid in two huge leg drops and changed the course of wrestling history.
You know what? If you're not a wrestling fan, you may just laugh and roll your eyes and say, what the heck are they talking about? But for anyone paying attention to wrestling at that time, and I will raise my hand as I'm talking about neck deep in wrestling at that point. That is maybe one of the most significant nights in moves in the history of that sport.
And so,
go ahead. The biggest shockwaves to all the fans out there, like, oh my gosh, can you believe? Like, it's before social media, so I would believe now that if Twitter was around when that happened, every single mention on your a comment on your mention would have been about that.
So we'll go through a little bit of the history, and then I'll play you the moment that it happened. But in May of 1996, two wrestlers from the WWF at the time, now WWE, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, announced appearances on WCW's show Nitro. They had just left WWF, and they came in as if they were not supposed to be there, that they were coming in to take over the company.
Rogue, yeah.
Right. And this is the angle, the rub, the storyline, is that there's takeover coming in from the outside, and we gotta rally the WCW troops to defend WCW. Now, heading into July of 96, Hall and Nash were in a feud with all of these loyalists, including Sting, you may know of, Lex Luger, and of course, Macho Man Randy Savage. Well, the NWO, the Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, kept teasing that they had a third man, but wouldn't reveal who it was, and said that it would be revealed on the night of this six-man tag match at Bash at the Beach. And there was 8,300 fans in attendance. And the match devolved pretty quickly into chaos, believe it or not. And everybody's laying on the mat at this point. I think Randy Savage had just done an elbow drop or something off of the top rope. And everybody's down. Classic move in wrestling. Everybody's down. What's going to happen? And then suddenly, the man shows up.
The Macho Man is up! Double up, Sandal got it!
Nash is down, he's got Nash down! Savage is-
Oh, no!
Man!
And then there was one, and it was Sting, and he didn't look too good.
Hulkamania! Hulk Hogan is here!
Hulk Hogan's here!
Hulk Hogan is in the building!
You're damn right he is!
Go get him, Hulkster!
Yeah, but whose side is he on?
Hey, can you pause it right there?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's pretty significant when he yelled, but whose side is he on?
Right.
Because that's one of those, I don't know if he was trying to, is that calculated? Everything is pretty calculated. But as a wrestling fan, you're not even thinking about it. Like, Hulk Hogan will always be a good dude. He's a babyface. You can't even change that in the mindset of any of these wrestling fans. Like, but then when you hear but what side is he on? You go, man, that makes
What does
you
that
think,
mean?
Okay, yeah, something is about to happen. It's almost like spoiling the bit when he put that out there. You don't think about it when you're in the heat of watching it. It doesn't make any difference. But now that I hear it again, it's like, man, why would he even bring that up?
You gotta
kind of let
man.
That play out. Let that play out to see exactly what's gonna happen. Okay.
Did he run out in his yellow and red
yes.
and all that?
Yeah. He's in his normal.
No. He wasn't
doing in the black stuff.
No.
So
at
this point, they didn't even have the full NWO logo finished and completed yet. It wasn't until like a week later till they got that merch out. All right, let's pick it up here. Yeah, just as Hulk Hogan has arrived on the scene.
Hulk Hogan is in the building.
You damn right he is.
Go get him, Hulkster.
Yeah, on whose side is he on?
What are you talking about?
Whose side is he on?
What are you talking about?
Yes, sir.
Get him, Hogan. Go get him, baby.
Come on and get some of this now.
Who's bad now, boys?
Hulk Hogan arrived. Hulk.
What is he doing?
Oh, my God.
Is he the third man?
He's the third man.
What the hell is going on here?
Hulk Hogan has betrayed WCW. He is the third man.
Look at this
picture.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, dude, and I'm not making this up. I'm not joking. You may have had some people crying.
Oh, there were. There were kids absolutely crying in the front row.
Because of that heel turn that's just so unexpected.
Because Hulk Hogan is such a
and Randy Savage
baby face. He's the man. Like, seriously, you start listening the legends of that sport, and Hulk Hogan is top two, three.
For sure.
In everybody's mind as far as his influence are right there. But, yeah, people are bawling crying because he turned his back on the WCW.
And so that began the 83-week consecutive ratings wins for WCW.
Greatest heel turn in the history of
And in fact, I have a bit of a list, because when you start thinking about it, I feel like it's pretty difficult to beat Hulk joining the NWO and the Outsiders.
Right.
A couple of years ago, about a year ago, I guess now, John Cena turned on Cody Rhodes to join The Rock, and that was very big. They handled the turn very well. The storyline after that, not so much.
I know. They tried their best to kind of recreate what he did.
Right.
And Hulk Hogan did with NWO with John Cena. It just didn't quite work.
It didn't work. Shawn Michaels ending the Rockers and Marty Jannetty. Everybody always thinks that he super kicks Jannetty through the glass. No, he super kicks him and then throws him through the glass. That was a pretty big one. Another recent one was when Dominic Mysterio disowned his dad, Rey Mysterio, and still won't acknowledge him as his dad. The bit is there was a storyline back in the day where Eddie Guerrero was claiming that he was Dominic's dad.
Okay.
And so now Dominic still just says, "My true father, Eddie Guerrero." let's see, Mr. McMahon being born in the Montreal Screwjob against Bret Hart at Survivor Series 97. That is one of the weirdest events in wrestling history, because I feel like nobody is ever going to tell you the straight answer of what happened, what was planned, what was supposed to happen, and what actually happened. And then one of the biggest ones was when Stone Cold joined Mr. McMahon to beat The Rock at WrestleMania 17.
That was pretty big. It wasn't, you know, Stone Cold can play whatever
he wants.
Yeah, whatever role he wanted. But the ultimate, I mean ultimate babyface is Hulk Hogan. And it did last, what did you say, 83 weeks?
That was the ratings.
Ratings
right.
Wins.
Now,
it felt like he just had to go back to being a good guy, because after a while, even if you're just conditioned to hate the all black, and they tried that, he started even getting more cheers the later it went, and then I think they just said, you know what, screw it, let's just get back to regular Hulk Hogan and everybody loves him.
Well, then the NWO got bloated and just turned into this huge thing where it felt like three quarters of the roster was on the team of NWO,
right.
And then they started breaking it up between the like Wolfpack NWO guys and these guys. It's the same thing that happens with every wrestling angle. There is an endpoint, and if it's still doing really well financially, they're just going to continue milking that cow.
You get some wrestlers like The Rock, who was bad at first, and then he does his job so well as far as the mic work that it was kind of hard to not like him. And then it got to the point where the crowd kind of started really liking the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
So the bad guys, although the heels and they're trying to beat up on the baby faces, were always cheered because everybody loved them. Triple H, Stone Cold, Rock, they were conditioned to be heels, but everybody loved them because they were so charismatic and so good on the mic. That it was, man, I didn't realize that was 30 years ago, but that's still brought up now. It's the biggest heel turn since Hulk Hogan in the NWO. Like, it's that significant of a point in wrestling when that happened. Man, that's a trip. I didn't realize it was that long ago.
And we just had the Netflix documentary about Hulk, and, you know, you can think what you want about that guy, and, of course, I don't think a whole lot about the person, Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea, but – the impact that that guy had on just the business and then pop culture itself. Yeah. Because if you take him, his NWO run, and then what he did after, I guess, in between his biggest days in wrestling and just being on TV, it's hard to find a bigger star in America.
To be one of the worst wrestlers in the history of wrestling, as far as actual wrestling, terrible.
Awful.
But everything else had him to be, it definitely worked.
He embraced America and we loved him.
What Rocky was he in?
Rocky III.
He played Thunder Lips.
Dude. Just that impact that he had to be a terrible wrestler.
And actor.
Is wild. Yeah, and actor. All right, there you go. That's Friday for Volley. That's a good one. I didn't realize that was 30 years ago, man.